My prayer, Lord, oh Lord, hear my prayer.
All right now.
And I know you heard me praying
so many times
before. Yes, right. Sir. Said I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below.
Right, say it again.
Can I say it again?
Yeah.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hear my prayer. And I know you heard me praying
so many times
before.
Yes,
yes, sir. Said I need you. You don't come. Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. Said I'm waiting on you, Lord. Right down here below. Sit on
that I need you if you don't come, Lord. you low, right down here below. Everybody come on and say, sit on.
Speak. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
But glory be to God.
Thank you. Yes.
I can feel your presence.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your holy name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, thank you, Jesus.
God be the glory for all that he has done, is doing, and going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will come to your rescue. Song I said, he's done it so many times before.
Yes.
He'll do it again, again, and again, and again. He's that kind of God. So I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord of me.
Hallelujah.
And let us exalt his name together.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. For this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that you're in this day. Because he could have left you in yesterday. But he brought us all over to today, the fifth day of July, 2026. And tell somebody, I'm still here. Hallelujah. Could have been gone. Hallelujah, but we're still here. And not because we've been good, not because we have been holy, because sometimes we've been very ugly. Hallelujah. But he had mercy on us. Hallelujah. And let us endure and enter into his day. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was thinking about this. Isn't it amazing how this earth is just moving?
Yes.
And never miss a beat. Hallelujah. It's just out here. Okay. Planes and things fly. When they run out of gas, they fall. But the earth been here since the beginning. Hallelujah. And it's going to stay here until the second coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then he'll take that part of going away again. Hallelujah. But we're glad to be in his number. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Can you think about something needs to be held on earth? But it doesn't. See, we got to be held by things about in here. But earth is just out here. And then all those other planets and stars are out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then somebody got to say, no God. Hallelujah. How in the world could it not be a God? Okay, hallelujah. Praise God. It's vast and far and broad. Going from eons to eons. Hallelujah. He is a mighty God.
Yes, yes, yes.
So giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to still be in the number.
Amen.
To Elder's guest who is presiding. Praise God. And to Minister Beth, Elder's Bush, Elder's Elder Lewis and Deacon and Dr. Elder Lewis.
Okay.
Have I missed somebody? Okay, and to all deacons and mothers and saints of God and in the building, the ushers and the choir, male chorus, to everybody. Okay, because everybody's special, everybody's somebody, everybody, God made you as a separate, special entity in his plan. Everybody's special. Everybody look good. Okay, because God made us good. And he has purposely made you for fit in his plan and not yours. Okay? Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. And let me say this. Friday for the third Sunday, I think that was the 17th, somebody said. Friday night before the third Sunday, we will have our election, and since we didn't have quarter conference, we'll do that too. Friday, go to Third Sunday Election and Quarterly Conference. Okay? And that's at 7 o'clock here at the church. Okay? And so we'll be electing our officers to return and new officers will be in it. And we understand that Mother Bertha Johnson is also Merlin, so she'll be on the list too for mothership. Okay. Anything else that I need to have said? All right. Thank you. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. It's good news to everybody that will be a hero. And therefore, if you are a hero, you are a doer. Okay. We're getting that word from the book of Joshua, 6th chapter, begin with verse 1. I need to speak to you out of the word of God and remind you of some things and keep your mind focused. It's very important. Praise God. And we not get slack at this time because we can easily become slack. Okay. All right. Joshua. 6th chapter, verse 1, over there. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horn. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpet, and it shall come to pass that when they make a loud blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great voice, great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straightly before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto them, the people pass on and compass the city, and let them that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. We'll stop there. Then, neighbor, what's in your hand? What's in your hand? Okay. We are here, as we indicated earlier, not just for a season. Okay? We're here for a reason. There's a purpose for you being here. The Word of God said there's a purpose for everything. There's a time and a season for everything that will take place in this world. There's a set time. It was designed that you be here today and not here, say, in 1800s. You were purposed to be here in the 21st century. Okay? All those that was here before are gone, never to return here, but they're gone to another place that God has in his plan, whenever that take place. But before all that happened, and he brought us here, he put some things in our charge. Like, for instance, like he made man, and he told Adam that everything will be subject to him. Okay? And he put him in the garden and said, name all the things that are there. Then you, whatever you call it, that what he said would be. So God put us here for a purpose. There's a certain job that only you can do at this time and season. And a lot of us are letting the purpose go, because we don't see what we want to see in this time and season. We're never satisfied, and that's what's causing all the problem. We're never satisfied. We always want. Okay? And we're happy with it for a week or two, and then we want to move on to something else. Okay? How are you going to be happy in heaven? And it is for eternity. And you aren't doing the same thing over and over and over again. God got us here, and we got to learn that we're here to learn to be patient and wait for your time. When that time comes and you are doing what you've been assigned to do, then things going to work out to the good for you. Okay? The scripture say that, and we know that all things are working together toward the good of them that love God. all things. But we miss it. We're missing out on things because we won't accept things. But it's part of the plan for you to fulfill here on earth. And when we don't do that, it changes the plan. Okay? There's an alternative to everything, the right and the wrong. All right? And so, God put us here and told us to do and occupy till I come. Jesus told us before he left, go ye into all the world. And I don't mean just man's royalty. I mean royal royalty out of the God. Holy royal. A holy priesthood. They're special. Okay? Nobody holds any position over you that is better than you. Okay? They just got a job to do. Okay? And they are still who you are. They are still made from the same thing. All right? Man come from the earth. Okay? And everything else coming out of the earth. Because the first thing he said God made was what? Heaven and earth. Okay? So everything then came after. We are made of the same stuff. But the stone and the brick is not living. But you are. How magical is that? That God is able to take things that's not alive and make them alive. That's what it says. If you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. Okay. All right. So we are told to praise the Lord. All you saints, praise him. Praise him for his goodness and his mercy and his kindness, his love. Praise him for all the good things that he's doing for you. Accept it as God's will. Okay? And if you love him and you're his, nothing is going to hurt you beyond what God's plan called for. Okay. So we got a role to play. It's in our charge to make disciples. Get others to come. And work it out according to the plan of God. We got a critical time that we're living in. We, at least the world anyway, celebrate yesterday 250 years of the existence of this nation out of the hands of the English rule. And they got their freedom at that time. But everybody didn't get it. Slaves were put in the fields and on construction jobs and things to build things and grow things. That was some not taking charge of what we had. And when we get lax, we get in bondage. Then We find here that from that time on up to there they fought wars and to free the slaves. Okay. When God freed them, certain people took charge. It's part of the plan. And to get the rights that was taken from them now being restored. Okay. We come down to times now that we find the people was being got the rights, and later on they had to fight to get some right to vote. And that caused a lot of lives to be lost as they carried out the cause of the Lord to set everybody free. Jesus already made you free.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
But we got in bondage. All right? Jesus said, whom the Father has made free is free indeed. Okay? But we allow people to put us in bondage. And we miss out on certain liberties. And for a while, it looks like we were on the right track. Okay? And as we went and from place to place, walls and that was in up that were built up, being torn down. Certain liberties that were taken away from us now being restored. You didn't have to have a separate place to go to eat or a separate place to go to a restroom. Okay? Everybody can use the same thing. Now, it turns now that we are about to lose one of our most precious privilege, and that's the vote. Okay? It's in the power of the pen and the ballot in your hand that will determine the future of us in this nature. It's by you voting or not voting, and perhaps all of you in here are voting, but that's not where the story ends. It meant that now that you got converted, Jesus said, Peter, now that you're converted, do what? Convert your brother.
Amen.
Strengthen him. Okay? So once you, like you got, when you got saved, you went and told somebody else. And they got saved.
Amen.
So you got to learn to tell others about the importance of the ballot. Okay? The ballot has caused us, because we don't vote. People die so that you could vote. But we don't, as a nationality of people, we don't generally vote. More stays home on ballot day than what goes on to the polls. And that has caused us to lose some rights that was gained.
That's right.
In the 60s.
Yes.
And 50s and 60s and 70s. Okay. Our voting rights have been snatched away. Little by little.
Yes.
And they're now trying to take some more of the pre-election votes, mm-hmm. early voting.
Yeah.
They're trying to take some of those days away. Okay, they used to have 2 weeks, I think, and now they got down to 1 week or more. They cut out the polls, souls to the poll on Sundays because the people will be already out. They can vote on the way home. That caused us to get some people in that we couldn't get in before. Now they're cutting some of that out. Okay, they're changing the territory for voting. They put the line down around gerrymandering, turning who can live in a certain district to get the vote for a certain race of people. But it's in our hands to stop it.
Amen. Yes.
It ain't enough just you voting. I mean, not voting, but it ain't enough for you to see my thought. Okay. It's not enough for the just voting for yourself. But you need to carry somebody else that can't go. And they already trying to get rid of the mail-in ballots. They're saying they are fraud. They always pulling out. So if you can go, go. Make the sacrifice. You can go somewhere else. If you go anywhere, you can go to vote. Okay. You go anywhere else. Why not go vote? Because that vote is going to determine what your future and your children's future is going to be. Okay. And your grandchildren and great grandchildren. Okay. But anyway, the power is in your hands. You got the power, but you don't use it. And God has placed it in your hands. He gave it to you at the ballot polls, and now they're about to take it away because we are not doing it. We're not voting. We're not carrying on like we're supposed to carry on. They died so you can vote. Okay? The ballot is taking away, your ballot not voting is taking away certain insurance privileges. And as we see a nation where the president doing whatever he wants to do, and the Congress, who is in power over both houses, voted, they go right along with him and takes the power from him. The president taken away our balance of power. Everyone, those houses is supposed to be checked on overcheck. And then the Supreme Court has gone and done away with some rules that was passed by them, by the legislature. And they're changing all of that. If we don't mind what we're doing, we're going to wind up losing our right to be a citizen. Okay? And already taken away, tried to take away. I think they lost that battle. National born children that's born in this country is automatic a citizen. Well, they were about to try to take that away, but I think they lost that battle. But to get on with the problem is that God has given you the power within, okay, that's what I know what I'm about to say. The devil took it back to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not enough to have your name on the ballot. You got to go and vote. Okay? You got to do what is giving you that privilege to do. Put your name in registered and then not voting, you might as well not have registered. Okay? But you need to vote. And you need to go to every election. Okay? The primaries is just as important as the main thing. Okay? Because if you don't have a primary, you don't have nobody to run. Okay, so you have your primary that determines, boils it down to a certain amount of people so they can put them on the ballot. But anyway, if we go back to our text, Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. Jericho, place that God was taking them to so they can get to the Canaan, the promised land, Canaan. The children of Israel had been in bondage for 400 years or more. And God was bringing them out of Egypt. See, they were slaves too. And as he brought them out of Egypt, he was taking them to a land that he promised them was filled with milk and honey. A land that was precious and rich, powerful, that would grow things big and abundantly. Well, Jericho was on the way after they crossed over the Jordan, on the way to the promised land. They had to go by Jericho. And Jericho was there, a strong city. And they heard about how God had been delivering with the Israelites. How he won walls and battles of the Amorites and Hittites and all the other nations. And so they sealed up the city. Nobody could leave it, and nobody could come in. Well, God had Joshua to send out spies to look there over there, Jericho, to see what they need to do in order to continue their journey. Well, as they looked it over, the spies got in, two of them got in and went to this harlot's house, but Rahab, and she hid them from. When they found somebody saw them and they told the king, and he had searched a place, but she, and so she hid them. As he going through Jericho. But Jericho now is shut up. Nobody can go in and nobody can come out. But the spies got in. And God told Joshua, look at here now. I've already given you the land. Jericho is already in your hands. What you need to do is to do what I told you to do. I've given you the king, and I've given you the mighty man of valor. I've given you the Jericho itself. It's in your hands, but you got to go and do what I tell you to do. So we've been given the right to vote, but we don't go to complete the task. We got to learn to go and complete the task, or else we will lose out. Well, he told Joshua what you got to do. He said, I want you to get, I'm giving you into our hands Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do it 6 days. So 6 days, you're going to go around one time each day. And the seventh day, ye shall bear the ark, seven trumpets, a ram's horn. And 7 days ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpet. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast on the ram's horn, and ye shall hear the sound of the trumpet, all people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall flat. Well, you got to have faith to realize this. You got to have faith and know that your ballot does count. No matter how simple it may seem to be, you got to know that your ballot is powerful. He tells them, walking around the city, didn't say, bring your guns, bring your knives, but just bring yourself. And you're going to walk around the city one time for each day to 6. And then the seven times on the seventh day. Well, we tell somebody to do something like that, they'll look at you and think you're crazy. Okay? How is walking around a city that's got a wall around it? Stone wall. Thick wall. This can't easily penetrate it. Jericho was below. And everything was going to work out. So he said, how is on the shouting going to break the wall with the walls down? But they didn't do that. They just did what was told. Okay? You can't make no noise with your mouth for 6 days. You just walk one time around the city. Joshua got up early in the morning, just as the daybreak was coming. And they went and got in line according to the word of God. The priests, the men of valor, and all the people with the horns that ran line. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto him, take up the ark of the covenant and let the seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto them, the people pass on and compass the city. And they let him that is armed pass before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests, bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn, passed on through the city. The Lord and the blew the trumpet and the ark of the covenant, and all followed him. Then God told Joshua, look at here, Joshua. It's in your hand. Everything is that's against you. God said, you got it in his hand. All right? So your faith was building. He told them all of this before they went and actually done this. And when they did, do as the Lord had said do. He said, I've given you the power of the battle. Now you got to go and put it to work. So he said, look at here, it's in your hands. What you got in your hands, God has given you power, church, to make things better for you. You've been praying and you've been asking, but you got to do something besides pray. Once you pray, then you go seek. Okay? Pray. Seek. Knock. And receive. Okay? But you got that power in your hand. Put it to use. Every time you get the opportunity, put it to use. That when Joshua told the people about what the Lord said, they didn't question. They just followed the words of the Lord. And they went around the city and the walls came down flat. Imagine that those walls there is not even no. Say from that wall to long, I'll put it right here. The pew is as long as the thickness of the wall. Chariots can pass one another, riding on top of the wall. So that space of the pew, there's about good space enough to represent the thickness of the wall. And just by them walking and obeying the Lord, they weren't walking mumbling. They walk doing nothing but falling. They couldn't say nothing with their mouth. Okay, but here we are, waiting for that command on the seventh day. Uh-huh. On the seventh day, they walked around one time. Nothing happened. Two times, nothing happened. Three times, nothing happened. 4 days, nothing happened. 5 and 6 days, nothing happened. But on the seventh day of completion, okay, God completed the earth and the heavens and his creation in 7 days, 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. Sign of completion. All right, so here we are. It may not look like you're getting anywhere, but keep on holding on. It may not look like you're going to ever make it. Keep on doing the work of the Lord. Believe in him and not falling for the trick of the devil. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Keep it in mind that the devil is going to form the weapon, but it won't prosper. Okay? He ain't going to make it do anything that God don't have in his will to happen. Know that it, when you go and follow the Lord, the walls will come down. The walls of opposition will come down. And you just keep on doing what the word says do. God will make the wall come down flat, level. All that stone that was put in your way, God is moving it out. It's been moved. You might still say, well, I still see it. Uh-huh. You might still see it, but it's gone. Because God said it was. And what God said it will do, he will do. When he speaks it into existence, it comes into existence. God will work it out if it just keeps still. And know the work of the Lord. It will happen. The power is in your hands. Okay. All right. Whatever God's given it to you in the Word of God is power that's been put in your hands. Okay. Keep in mind, you got the power to walk on serpents, bruise his head. You got the power. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Luke 10 and 18, 19, I believe. It says that I've given you power over the enemy. It's in your hands, but we don't use it. I've given you power. It's in my hand. What's in my hand? Power to overcome everything that's up against me. Power to overcome. It's in my hand. Your enemy that seeks to destroy you, the power is in your hand. Keep that in mind. Your peace, your joy is in your hand. Don't be walking around here sad and moaning and groaning because somebody is talking about you. The power is in your hand to let it either hurt you or you be delivered. The power is in your hand. It's in your hand. Whatever the problem, the solution is in your hand. And everything else gonna work out all right. God bless you. Lord. Remember, we got election coming up in November. You got until then to convince somebody to go vote. All right? Don't let them take your power from you. Right. Don't let them take it from you. Invitations extended. Whosoever ever will, he may come.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me, oh Lord? If you lead me, I'll be able to stand. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Lord, if you lead be able to stand, to stand. Lord, I'm in trouble, Lord, won't you lead me? Lord, I'm in trouble, won't you lead me? Yes, sir. Lord, I'm I'm in trouble, Lord. Won't you lead me, Lord? If you lead me, I'll be able to stand, to stand. Lord, here I am, Lord. Won't you lead me? Lord, here I am. Won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lord, I'm here. I am, Lord. Won't you lead me? Oh, Lord, if you lead be able to stand, to stand. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, lead me, oh Lord. Jesus, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, oh Lord, if you lead me, I'll be able to stand, to stand.
Praise God. Gospel and peace invitation was given, and no one needed salvation. And so we praise God for all he continued to do in our lives. Praise God. As he leads us, let us follow. And we believe what the word tell you, even though it does not seem to be there, call it as it is. Okay? And whatever it's not, call it if it was. Do that, the Lord has said. When he told you the work's already done, remember, he needs you to follow it to get to the conclusion that he happened to have. But you don't go follow that because it doesn't seem like it's going to work. You never get the success that you need. But follow him on his word. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this worship experience on today. We thank you, God, for each and every one that was here on today, God. Father God, we ask that you bless them in a mighty way. And we bless your name today, God. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you all honor. And may the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, rest, root, and abide with us henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Let everybody say amen. Let everybody say amen. Let everybody say amen. 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 Amen.